Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the Gospel lesson, especially verse 4. Saying, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. They said, what is that to us? See to it yourself. And so in those words, even the betrayer is compelled to speak about Jesus, to speak the truth about him. Why? It's the first question, why? Why is it that even the betrayer is compelled to speak the truth? Why? First part of the answer, because God will have his witnesses. And all over the world, God will have his witnesses. And perhaps this is the beginning of what God tells us in Philippians chapter 2, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let's go further. Another part is because God will not have even Judas slip away into eternal damnation without hearing the truth of Jesus being the Savior. And so, time after time, Judas had been warned from Jesus, clearly telling his disciples that he was going up to Jerusalem and that he would be killed, and on the third day that he would rise from the dead. To Jesus warning Judas and asking, "Do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" And as he says that, there are images of the prophecy in Daniel that talk about one like a Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven to be presented before the throne of God and to rule all things for all eternity. Do you betray that one with a kiss? To the words of the Lord's Supper, where Jesus says that his blood is shed for the forgiveness of sins. And in the Gospel of Luke, immediately in the next verses, Jesus continues, "But behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me on the table, for the Son of Man goes as has been determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed." So Jesus called Judas back, called even the betrayer to turn back, and did so sincerely. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of salvation. And that shows how far God reaches out, how truly he loves the sinner. So comes the next question. Could Judas have been saved if he had turned after Easter and believed? Down through the ages, the answer has been unanimous. Yes, absolutely. The Bible clearly teaches that it is not the sin that takes the sinner into hell, but as you heard last Sunday in the gospel reading, whoever does not believe is condemned because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So if he had turned, if he had been around after Easter, if he had heard the message, yes, he could have been saved. Second part, what exactly is the witness of Judas? simply the words, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." And throwing down the 30 pieces of silver into the temple. The confession is good. And we confess our guilt as well. You just did. "Make me see how scourge and rod, spear and nails did wound you, how for them you died, O God, who with thorns had crowned you. Yet, O Lord, not thus alone, make me see your passion, but its cause to me make known and its termination. Ah, I also and my sin wrought your deep affliction. This indeed the cause has been of your crucifixion." See, every sinner who has ever come to Jesus, every sinner who has come out of sin, has come out of the turning away from God, out of the turning against and betraying our God. So deep down and bottom line, Judas speaks the truth about us, about me as well. I have betrayed innocent blood. This is my sin. But in the confession, Judas does not go to the one who redeems the sinner. He does not go to the one who prayed for those who swung the hammer and drove the nail, to the one who step by step along the way to the cross had reached out and called to Caiaphas and the Sanhedrin and Pilate and the soldiers and the thief on the cross and even Judas, calling to them, searching as the good shepherd, seeking the redeeming of their souls. He did not go to him. Instead, he went to the chief priests, to the ones who taught that you have to seek out God and you have to make things right with God and you have to earn your way into salvation, and who would say to the sinner, "What is that to us? See to it yourself." As if any of us is able to see to any of our sins ourselves. As if the entire Old Testament did not teach from the beginning to the end, from the promises to the sacrifices to the prophecies, that we come to God with nothing to bring, but He comes to us with salvation for us. And the end of "see to it yourself" is death. And it ends up in Judas' case with a tree of death. The great astonishment is this, that in Jesus carrying the sins of the world to the place where all the curse comes pouring down, and in his forsakenness, finishing with "it is finished," and in the darkness and the cry and the death, his death transforms the cross into the tree of life. And neither Jesus' enemies nor Jesus' disciples saw that coming. Which is why it is so sad that Judas missed out on it. Salvation even for those farthest from God. Even for those completely alienated and sunk in despair. He missed out. But for us, salvation. Salvation by God bringing salvation into our world and bringing forgiveness and life. Jesus is the Redeemer who astonishes us with His grace. Yes, even now, for us Christians who have been Christians for a while, He continues to astonish with His grace. As the Lamb of God who takes away our sins, my sins. And He is for Peter who denied, for Paul who persecuted, down through the ages, for the crowds in the Colosseum who called out for the blood of Christians, for so many who have mocked and ridiculed the faith, who have then been confronted by the claims of Jesus and how He confronts. Confronted with the claims of Jesus that He is the Savior who laid down His life for us. That He has purchased and won us from sin and death, and that He lives, and in Him we have eternal life. And we will praise Him forever. God will have His witnesses. He is filling the world even now with the gospel of a Savior who came to take away the sin of the world. There will be a day when every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Some will do so unwillingly, and even then, not understanding the love of God. But we, on that day, we will do so with rejoicing and celebrating, bending the knee, and confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. Because He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Because He is the Lamb of God who takes away my sin. The Lamb of God who takes away your sin. In Jesus' name, amen.